Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. The active search for a missing Carroll woman has been called off, Bennett Blake reports.
While the active search for missing person Don Allen has ended, that does not mean that the case is closed. Carroll Police Chief Jeff Kaler clarifies what is meant by the active search being called off.
Absent any specific information that might help us more narrowly focus the search, we are not actively out searching anymore. However, should we come in possession of other information that would help focus our efforts, we will be back out there. But right now, a fairly extensive search has been conducted in Kansas and seven counties, in and around the Carroll area.
Allen was initially reported as a missing person by her employer on the morning of May 5th. Kaler says there is no standard for how long a missing person search may go on. He says each case is dictated by its own circumstances. In this case, Kaler says foul play was suspected early on.
In this case, we still don't know for sure that this person of interest was involved. We suspect it, based on a number of things and by his ultimate suicide and everything. But just using that information that we believe he may have been involved, he left here early that morning on Thursday, went back to Pocahontas County, turned around, went to Kansas, went to West Des Moines, then back to Kansas. And if you can try to imagine how much ground that covers, and potentially, if he was involved, how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of potential hiding places there could have been. We just don't know where to look, even.
That person of interest is 54-year-old James Snovell, who shot and killed himself following a foot pursuit by law enforcement in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, Carroll Police are still asking for the public's help in the case.
Covered hundreds and probably thousands of miles of territory, but at this point, it may just be somebody out walking their dog or picking up cans in the ditch that finds something. Or, there's also the possibility that she may never be found. We hate to think of that, but it certainly is a possibility.
Anyone with information related to the disappearance of Don Allen should contact the Carroll Police Department at 712-792-3536. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. Council Bluffs police have identified the man shot early this morning at a residence in Council Bluffs. Police say 41-year-old James Andrew was treated for a single gunshot wound to his abdomen. He was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Council Bluffs police detectives have interviewed another person present during the shooting. The individual's involvement remains under investigation, and no arrests have been made at this time. A mandatory evacuation is now in effect for all areas west of I-29 in Fremont County. Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cresselius says they are concerned about the height of the rising Missouri River near the federal levee on the western side of the county. Cresselius says nobody has lived between the interstate and the river for approximately 2 weeks because they all voluntarily evacuated on their own.
We've heard stories that there's been a couple of folks go back out there and stay at their houses, because we have problems down here with looters, and with the chance that the river could overtop out there, or worse yet, if something would happen with our levee, which we don't think it will, we think it'll go over the top first, we decided to make the evacuation out there a mandatory evacuation. That way, if we have problems in the middle of the night, we don't have to worry about there being somebody out there that we have to go looking for.
Approximately 660 people live in the evacuated area. The Mills County Emergency Management Office is closely monitoring their levee system. The Missouri River has climbed to a record-setting level of 35.96 feet at Plattsmouth as of noon Tuesday. Sherry Bowen, Public Information Officer, says even though there are no mandatory evacuation orders in place, she wants residents to be prepared just in case.
We're really encouraging people to have a safety plan in place and, if that's safe, and know what you would do. Have your to-go box prepared. We've had some folks in that area that have decided to move out a lot of their belongings that are precious to them and get those out of harm's way, and perhaps even have gone ahead and temporarily relocated their families. Other folks are batting down the hatches and holding steady at this point and waiting to see if and when that mandatory evacuation order will come.
If an evacuation order is issued, notification will occur through multiple sources, including Code Red, NOAA Emergency Alert System, local radio and television stations, and, if possible, a door-to-door notification. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is reminding Iowans that the laws about boozing and boating are about to change.
July 1st, the boating while intoxicated law reduces the blood alcohol concentration to 0.08.
Southwest Iowa fisheries biologist Brian Hayes says the lower blood alcohol limit was passed last spring. Three out of the five boating fatalities last year involved alcohol. And Senator Chuck Grassley will be in Adams, Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Taylor counties July 5th through the 7th. On July 5th, he will be at the Audubon County Economic Development Community Room from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m., and then he will speak to Atlantic Rotary from noon to 1 p.m. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.